Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez. Even people with a passing knowledge of California history know that Spanish colonizers established the mission system, outposts of European faith, conquest, and culture in the 18th and 19th centuries. But that tale is often told and taught from the perspective of the settlers. I know because I still remember building my required Spanish mission in fourth grade California history class. Well, an art exhibit at the Autry Museum of the American West subverts this traditional telling of the state's history and illuminates the effects of the mission system from the indigenous perspective. The exhibit, titled Reclaiming El Camino, details the hardships native populations faced under European settlement and highlights indigenous resistance. Reclaiming El Camino was curated in partnership with Native artists and tribal community members. It was curated by Dina Dart, who's of Chumash descent, and Dina joins us now. Welcome, Dina.
Hi, Saul.
So briefly, explain what's on display at Reclaiming El Camino at the museum.
So it's a retelling from an indigenous perspective, as you just said, and it does so through the use of historic materials, as well as contemporary art from the leading Native artists in California, and some emerging artists as well. But the perspectives of the Native people along El Camino, the people who descend from that fraught history. And so in each piece and each text panel, we are offering the visitor a different portal into that history.
You know, when it comes to that narrative, we're having this national and very heated conversation right now, right? About identity and history and who we are and what we were. How do you think that plays out in the California context when it comes to the Spanish colonial era and the indigenous and First Peoples population that were here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the identity piece is one of the sort of foundational or cornerstone issues in the exhibition, because as indigenous Californians, we are, in contemporary context, we are mixed heritage people. Most of our families that were impacted by the missions are also a product of that ethnic mixing, right? The people who came north to colonize California for Spain, primarily indigenous and African descent people, not actually Spaniards. Some had Spanish ancestry, but most Californians, most Americans don't recognize that.
But, you know, I do want to stick to the idea of changing narrative and changing perspective.
Yeah.
And what you try to do when you're trying to say, listen, there is a whole other vantage point to the Spanish colonial experience in California. I want you to at least try to understand it. How hard is that work? Is it like moving like a 900-ton rock?
It is. I just met with girlfriends, and I likened it to giving birth, a long gestational birth. I mean, it is challenging a dominant narrative, one that is so entrenched, so celebrated, really, in California, the Spanish architecture, that road lined with its bells, and endearing connection to those missions and the mission gardens and the opulence, right? People get married in those missions. So disrupting that dominant narrative is, in some cases, it might be impossible. So, and you know, that old narrative is still alive and well in 19 of the 21 missions. And so, you know, this one exhibition is trying to undo decades of storytelling.
Yeah. You know, your exhibition is titled Reclaiming El Camino. El Camino, or the road, is the road that Spanish settlers built or established to travel from one mission to another. We know it in our contemporary times, right? Because there are these historical markers with the bells. You just mentioned that. And I just wonder, how is the El Camino symbolized in the exhibition, if it is? And number two, when you're driving, you know, on the highways and freeways of California and you see those bells along the path of the El Camino, What do you think as a sojourner, as a traveler?
Yeah, well, as a native person, those bells are a source of trauma for us to see over and over again. It's like revisiting that moment in history that was the very most devastating and painful for us, right? The bells figure prominently in the exhibition for a reason, and they're represented in three different ways. One, in context of the missions and the way that they were used during mission period times. Those bells were rung every single time. They governed the lives of mission Indians. And then later they were celebrated and adopted as, you know, part of Caltrans, you know, marker, historical marking of the trail. And then most recently they've been removed as a result of Native people, you know, protesting that visual representation of genocide along the road. And so recently, the California Missions Foundation, which is a white historian-led organization that's been about raising funds to restore the missions, has petitioned UNESCO to make El Camino Real a World Heritage Corridor, a binational World Heritage Corridor. And when they first submitted that petition, Val Lopez of the Amamutsun reached out to several Native leaders, and I was part of that conversation, to actually take such a petition into Native hands, and therefore recognizing the road as a very important part of Native history, first as a trade route for thousands and thousands of years, right? And then as the site for the colonization and genocide of the California Indian people, not as a celebratory, one more time, sort of memorializing Spanish conquest. And so it was during that time that we started having conversations in our communities about the road and how to reclaim it. What would that look like?
That is all so interesting. All right. Reclaiming El Camino, Native Resistance in the Missions and Beyond is currently on display at the Autry Museum there in Griffith Park. An opening reception for the exhibit will be held on January 27th. We've been speaking to Dina Dart, the curator of the exhibit. Dina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Saul. It's been a pleasure.